But first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Thanks, Miller Man. Every once in a while, something will happen in the news, and boy, our Twitter feeds will fill up because P1s know exactly the kind of stories that this station should cover. And Fergie's national anthem at the All-Star game was one of them. Everyone was chattering about her and saying that she basically treated it as a burlesque show. And boy, did she. Should you tart up the national anthem like that?
No.
No.
It was terrible.
And I'm a big fan of hers. I think she's great.
Yeah. She's very pretty. She's got a good voice. But she sang this like she was doing a strip tease. Now, I'm going to play the audio for you, and I want you to pay attention not only to Fergie's sauciness, but also the fact that we have one of the Skinlonen brothers introducing her. Listen to this dude introducing her.
Perform the Star Spangled Banner is an acclaimed singer, songwriter, actress, and 8-time Grammy Award winner from Hacienda Heights, California, Fergie.
That is, that is so Skinlonen.
Can you see by the dawn's early light?
Stop it.
Right there, she lost me.
Yes.
Why is she trying to sex it up?
Don't know. I think she's trying to do the female equivalent of the Marvin Gaye thing. It starts off with that beat, you know, the way Marvin Gaye's kind of start off with a beat. And
Gay.
That is exactly what I thought, that she was trying to signature it up because it was the 35th anniversary of the Marvin Gaye anthem at the All-Star Game in L.A., and she thought, I'm going to be memorable too, but I can't quite do what Marvin did, so I'm going to sex it up. And what a mistake.
How come the Canadian singers never try to go way out there with their anthem? Like, that was Bare Naked Ladies that did that, the O Canada last.
Man, that crowd was so bored with them. After,
I know, but
after
I thought
that open, they didn't quite fit.
No, they didn't quite fit, but I thought they did a very respectful job of O Canada, though. They just went straight for, they had nice harmonies. Well, and
Canadian, the next time Canadians do something that's exciting, it'll be the first time.
They have a better song.
What's so proud?
Golly! Thank you. Thank you. Please exit to your right.
At the twilight's last gleaming, and bright stars through the perilous
fight.
She starts rubbing her chest here.
Right. Yeah, you can do the cabaret kind of style, but just with a little flourish here and there. You don't need to do it. She's turned it up to like 200.
Yes.
Or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
What was that word?
Hold
on, I gotta hear this one again. Back up.
It's a little mush mouth.
Yeah.
Prue.
Gave Prue through the night. Prue.
Through the night, that a flag was still there.
Was still there.
Adam Sandler, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Oh, say,
oh.
What happened?
Still there.
You got goose.
Does that star spangled banner yet wave?
Oh.
That was my least favorite part.
My gosh.
That was horrible. Sounds like a dog when the lightning strikes.
For the land of the free.
Way too long, way too long.
And the home of the.
Here comes the worst part.
Oh. Isn't she the one that said Happy Super Bowl? Or
no, that was the other guy from their band.
Will I Am.
Yeah, Will I Am. Everybody have a happy football. Very odd send off to there.
After that anthem, Charles Barkley said he felt like he needed a cigarette.
What's with the ending the anthem on the weird note thing? The. They ended that little minor sounding thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody have a happy football!
Like George said, I'm a Fergie fan. I think she's Fergalicious.
Don't use that word.
But we don't need to feel like you want to have sex with Francis Scott Key.
Wow.
You know, we don't need to feel like this is a porno we're watching. And I'm all for
pornos.
Different takes on the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Love Marvin Gaye. Love any kind of instrumental. Whatever it happens to be, I'm usually fine.
What about when Jack Ingram took a knee during the anthem after he sang it?
Whatever Jack wants to do, that's fine. But I thought this was just too far. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. And everyone pretty much had the same reaction, but now that we're going on the next day, I've seen some of the reaction to it.
And has now I'm almost positive?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. But now I'm almost back on her side because I'm to the point where I feel bad for her because I think she did like pour everything into it and it just didn't go well. And I mean, the tweets at her are just vicious.
Like, what are they saying?
Basically what we've said for the last 6 minutes just right to her, and I hate that for her. Because again, I like her. And I think she's being met with just, viciousness.
But she had to know it was a risk, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe some of her closest friends told her she nailed it.
It sounds like she was at the top of a slide and accidentally slipped down.
My least favorite part. I just hated that part.
She's so unattractive during this. And that's what's important for the anthem. At least she didn't hit a switch gears up in that high note.
Yeah.
And the land of the free. I hate that.
Yeah, I do too.
And by that point, by that point of the song, all she has left on are her thong panties.
Right, yeah.
She was undressing the whole time.
She was down to just her thong and pasties. She had some Janet Jackson nipple stars on.
As they were cutting around the arena, too, like at the end, they showed Jimmy Kimmel. He was laughing.
Was he really?
Some of the players seemed to be just kind of darting their eyes around, looking like, oh, geez. How long was it, by the way? Did you get a time on it?
It looks like, okay, hold on. Let me see. I got to figure out when Nick Skinlonen
was finished. It felt like 5 minutes.
Okay. So Nick Skinlonen was finished.
Yeah. Fergie.
It's from her first word, remember?
Yes. So her first word is at... Uh oh, 18 seconds.
Okay.
And then the final one was at.
Final screen.
Do you have screech. The computer up here, dear?
Yes.
Huh.
Can you stop it for a second?
Did you stop it?
Oh, God.
What is going on with America? What is happening with America?
By the way, I don't know if you guys saw one of the crowd shots right when she finished. A woman leaned over to one of the concession guys in the aisle and said, I'll have what she's having.
Okay. It's a Harry Met Sally reference.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Okay.
For some reason, this is not playing.
Let's just say about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 minutes, even. Exactly.
Well, it seemed longer than that.
It did. Now, a story that I'm going to bring you in Muse in the News today. We'll get you more information on this, but I just want you to read this headline, Giorgio. This is a story that will be covered in depth in Muse in the News at 7:15.
Pilot forced to make emergency landing after fight breaks out when passenger refuses to stop farting.
A fight broke out on the plane, and he had to make an emergency landing because someone... refused to stop, was asked, and he defiantly said no. So we're going to have to debate who's in the right here.
We need to get this guy at ticket stock next
year.
He's
not a celebrity.
Do you have the right to burn him into the cushion? It's your seat.
Obviously.
You paid for it.
Yeah, but if it gets so bad that multiple people have to beg you to stop doing that...
Didn't Peter King once tell us that he confronted someone about doing this, and they almost got in a fight? Yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember a lot of his NFL notes, but I remember that, that he told us
that
story.
But on the other hand, what if this guy is, I mean, isn't it dangerous to make this guy have to blow it up with air? I mean, he's like the size of a Macy's Day Parade balloon at the end of the flight then.
It's dangerous if you have the holders for more than 2 hours.
How do you know that is a medical fact?
I've read it.
Okay.
He's experienced it.
So we will tell you about this story of Giorgio taking a flight and people asking him to stop doing this.
I have not flown in a long, long time.